that I have some of the Aleph, the third line from the top of the Omid. We had heard in the Mishnah, Zolkoi lo besoich beisei, besoich atzeiroi, afilu hu ima bemita, even though the get is in her mita, eina megoresh. And it says, besoich cheiko, besoich kalsa, hareisa megoresh. So the Gemara says, afilu hu ima bemita, oma rove, loishanu elo bemita shaloi. But if it's her mita, it's beisoi, but mita shelo, then she's megoreshes. Tanya nami hochi, Rabbi Lezer oimer, bemita sheloi eino megoreshes, because it's not her chotzer. Bemita shelo megoreshes. Correct the Gemara, bemita shelo megoreshes, if it's her mita, it's megoreshes. Kelo shalokeach b'shus meichehu. Kelo shalokeach b'shus meichehu. Shamet mina. Kelo shalokeach b'shus meichehu konalokeach. Now there's a shaila in the Gemara in Baba Basra. If kelo shalokeach b'shus meichehu, it's kinda. If the meicher will pour in wine, let's say, into a jug of the lekeach, but the jug of the lekeach is oimed b'rshus ha-meicher, will the jug of the lekeach be kain? Now, if you're telling me that mita shelo bebeisei shel baal is kainem, so we can be patient from here that kelov shel lekeach b'rshus meicher is kainem. That the lekeach is kainem. So the Gemara answers, Leitzriche de Gavoya Asoret. So the Gemara answers, it's speaking about the bed is 10 tefachim high. We'll come back to the Gemara, but just let's finish. So the Gemara asks, Vaike Mokim Kari. What is the Mokim of the feet? The feet of the bed. So the Gemara answers, Amokim Kari Leikopti Inshi. Where the feet are standing like kopti inches. Now we have to understand what the shakl of the Tarya of the Gemara is. Zot Rashi, avu b'mite shelo, afal pi shebesoich beisoi, even though it's in his house, megoreshes. Because salke daitan taimo, mishum de kasova keile op shalekeach b'shus moicher, Koine cheifetz hanosem l'soichoi l'bolo. That a cheifetz that was put in to, for the lekeach, it's koine l'bolo. Kelev shlokeach is koine for the lekeach. Uplukte hi bebobe basre. So, let us be patient. It's a shaila if kelev shlokeach b'shus moicha can be koine for the lekeach. So the Gemara answers the Gavoya Yud. And what is the mile of Gavoya Yud? The Hava Rishuso Linafshay. It's a Bazundere Rishus. It's a separate Rishus. V'loi Choshev Ahu Aviro, the Avir of the Bayis, Rishus Moichel Levatel as Rishus Akele. The Aver is not considered Rishus Moicha that is Bekoyech to be Mevatel as Rishus Akei. So the Gemara asks, Lika Mokim Kari Shum Lenochem Lo'oret. Achi Garsina Mokim Kari Lekop Te'inshi Hoyo Ugovoya Min Asore Avoya Gvoy Bin Ha'oret Asore Shenoicha Lishtamesh Tachteho. Now, let us try to understand Rashi. This pshat is, I saw this in the Teres Abirim, the Rashi is Moiradik Chaylik and Rashi, but let us just try to explain Rashi first. The Rashbam in Baba Basra, when the Rashbam mentions that the shayla of Caleb shalakeach bereshus moichel. So, one of the svaris that the keli should not be kaina is because it's bottled to the rishus. It is not considered an entity bifnei atzmoi. That can consider a rishus bifnei atzmoi. It's bottled to the rishus hamoicha. That's one svara that the Rashbam mentions. There's another svara that is mentioned in Tosfos. A different svara. There's a svara that if a person puts down a keli in a reshus, for example, in a reshus harabe, and he has no right to put it down, it doesn't belong here. So then there's another svara. If you have no right to put it here, so it can't be kind. It doesn't belong here. So there are two distinct svaras. There's a svara, a fellow, you have a right to put it there, but it becomes bottled to the rishus. And then there's a svara, b'chlau, you don't have a right to put it there. Now, l'chayre, these two svaras are boilet mishitas rashi. The Gemara asked the Kashe, here Rashi doesn't say anything in the Kashe, it's Kalev Shalakeach Bershus Meicha. Rashi doesn't explain what the problem is. But on this problem, the Gemara answered that the Mita is Gavoya Yutvachem. So Rashi says, Dava Rishuso Linafshe, so this is considered a separate Rishus, V'loi Choshev Ahu Aviro Rishus Meichel Levatel as Rishus Akeli. So it seems Rashi is saying as follows. When the Keli is lying on the earth, so we have here the Rishus Karke, which belongs to the Meichel, and the Keli is on the Karkois HaMeichel, so then there's a Svara of Bittel. That it becomes bottled to the Rishus, the Keli becomes bottled to the Rishus. But by making this bed 10 Tvachim tall, 10 Tvachim already is considered a Rishus Pifnei Atzmoi. It is not considered anymore the Rishus HaKarke. It is considered the Avir of the Moichel. It's the Avir of the Moichel. Avir Chatzere Ke Chatzere Dam. That's also true. It is Avir of the Moicha, but Avir of the Moicha is not Choshev to be Mevatel. Loi Choshev Ahu Aviro Rishus Moicha, Levatel is Rishus HaKeli. So here Rashi seems to be saying that the Yisod of Kelov Shalakeh that's not Koine Rishus Moicha is because the Rishus becomes bottled to the Rishus, it's not considered a Rishus Bifnei Atzmai. So that's if it's munach al karkoi samoicha, if it's munach ba'avir hamoicha, it's muvdo mirshus hakarke. All the 10 pochim is like a rishus b'fnei atzmai, not a rishus hakarke. So then we only have, it finds itself in the avir of the rishus. The avir of the rishus is not b'koich to be mevatel. Ba'aval pikein, the Gemara asks a new kasha, v'ike mokem kari. But the feet of the bed are on the karka. So what is the kasha from the feet of the bed? But let us just see from the terrace of the Gemara. The Gemara says, a mokem kari loikopti inshi. How, here all of a sudden the Gemara goes into hakpodet. So it seems the Gemara seems to be asking now a new kasha. You have no right to keep your bed in my rishus. Just like we mentioned before, there's another svara that Kalev Shalakeh cannot be kaina b'rishus harab. Not because the rishus is mevatel my rishus. Rishus harab for perhaps that it doesn't work there, hospital. But if you have no rishus, you have no permission to leave your kelim at the rishus harabit, They don't belong here. If they don't belong here, some emela, so it can't be kaine. It can't be kaine because it doesn't belong here. It can't remain here. So the Gemara asked here Akasha, Aike Mokim Kari. That means, Al the Shaila of Bittul Rishus. He said a beautiful Svara that the get finds itself on the Mita that's Gavoya Yitvachim. So the Mita is not bottled to the Rishus Akarke. It's only we have the Rishus of the Avir. The Rishus Avir is not Bekoyach Levatel Rishus Akarke. But the Gemara asks another kasha. Forget about the din bittel. It is a hakpada bechlau that you should leave it there. So memela, and if there's a hakpada from the bayan that you should keep your keli there, your mita there, so memela, so it can't be kaine. It doesn't belong here. It has no right to remain there. And that the Gemara says, amokim kari loikopti inshi. So Rashi says again here a whole Megillah. That means like this. If it would be a low bed, and by keeping your mita in my reshus, you are taking away from my ishtamshut, that means there's a whole area that was taken away from me because you put your mita there. Then the halacha would be that you have no right to keep it there. But Rashi says, since it's gavoya, now there's a new chesed. Since it's gavoya yud tvachim, if it's gavoya yud tvachim semela, underneath the bed I still have my mokim ishtamshes. You didn't take away the ishtamshes of the mokim underneath the bed. You did take away the mokim hakari, the mokim of the feet of the bed. That is true. Then you took away the ishtamshes. That means I can't, this is an obstacle. The mokim hakari is an obstacle. And that the Gemara answers, Amokim Kari le Kopti Inchi, that means, so what is it? The Kari weren't too thick, and so it's only a small area you're taking away. Le Kopti Inchi, a person is in Makbet. So the way we're learning Pshat Rashi, we are touching two Nikudis. There's a Nikuda of Bittul, there's a Nikuda of Akpode. That's how the Teres Abirim wants to say Pshat in Rashi. The Rashbe has a multitude of problems over here. And one Kasha he asks, if the Avir can be Mevatel, the Rishus of the Keli, so what's the Kasha of Ike Mokim Kari? So what's the problem? Or Mikol Mokim, he called it lay me avish amayla me yud call it lay. He'd want to learn these two mahalachim. So what's the problem? So if he copied akari amita my avi, then the whole shir of yud the Rashba does not appreciate. He said it's more than three tvachim. It's not loved anymore. And if we're afraid of avir chatzeroi. So he says, Avir Chatzeroi is after you, you also have Avir Chatzeroi. The coal, everything that's Toich Mechitzes Habayis is Avir Chatzeroi. So the number of this Cheshbon of Yud Tvachim, he does not agree with. I'll say it's Avir Shein Soifei Lanua, so that's you don't have a mile of Avir Chatzeroi. So he says, so why do you need 10 Tvachim? The whole shir of 10 Tvachim he doesn't appreciate with Rashi's Mahalach. And therefore, he learns the whole Shaklamatai was only with Hakpodeh. The Gemara said that the reason, he learned the whole reason why Kalev Shalakeyach is not Kainim Bishuz Moicha is because of Hakpodeh. Makpit, so the Mosad, it's Yud Tvachim Tol. It's not Makpit because he has the place underneath for Shimush. The whole Kash was only on Hakpodeh. So the Bchali was in Nochis to the singing of Bittul. Hakpodeh. So the Gemara says he's not Makbet because it's Yitvachim Tor. He came in Mishtamish Tachtov. So the Gemara says he is Makbet. The Ike Mokim Kari. So he is Makbet. And the Gemara says Mokim Kari like up the inch. So according to the Rashba, the whole shackle of Italia is that only in Hakpodeh and Hakpodeh. And if you're talking about bittul, so he says, why isn't the Avram Mavatl the Rishus of the Mita also? Agaruche, it could very well be, because the Rajba Lashitosai, could be the Rajba is Lashitosai, but there's a Gemara Lachayra Faket, he buys by Tzarchinam the Gemara. The Gemara says that in Kedushin, how can you be kind an elephant with Agabor? The Gemara says you take Chavila Ismairis, and Chavila Ismairis, that's how Taisus learns Pshat, that is the Amachal of Pilim of elephants, and you hold it over the elephant, and the elephant jumps to get it. So it's called as Hugba Mikoichai. So the Rajba asks, how could Agabah help? It's Nimtza Ba'avir Chatzera. He blies by itself here. That means the Rajba held Avir Chatzera, if it wasn't taken out of Avir Chatzera, so what did you accomplish? The whole union of Agabah is I'm taking out Mirshus Meicha. If there was no physical Agabah, there was no Achnosa Meirishus, so it's jumping in the Avir Chatzera. He doesn't understand why Hagbah helps, but the Gemara says it does help, and he buys by Tzorchim. So Kaponim here, the Rashba seems to ask this kasha, and Rashi also, why isn't the Aver Chatzel Mevatel the Rishus of the Lamaila Meyud? And Mechlau, this whole concept of the Lamaila Meyud, he did not appreciate, the Rashba. Taisus amokim kari loikopti inchi, so Taisus says, don't take this as a generality, lecholapoches beishtoi. Beishtoi, mokim kari, that means it's not such a big deal at so therefore, is loikopti inchi. Okay, ba'avir hamite, there's a big example in the Beis Shmuel that Aver Amita is, if the meat is tluya ba'aver, the meat is tluya ba'aver, it's not resting on the ground, it's also some of the mokin kari. Ain't a mak v'dafke be'ishtoi. Or shibim of megureshes. So Taisus is saying that this is dafke be'ishtoi, the Gemara is saying this cloud. Now let us go further. L'seich cheika or l'seich kalsa migoresh. Now, the Gemara understood that kalsa is a basket that she keeps needles and sewing materials in it. And the Gemara understood she put the kalsa on the ground, and it's in his reshus. So, weiter, where we have a problem. Amai kelav shalakeach b'shus moichel. Omar Rav Yehuda ben Shmuel, the kalsa was tluya. It was hanging on her. That means there was a band around her neck. And she was, and it was hanging from her like a pocketbook at least, or around, and so the male doesn't become bottled to the rishus. It's tluya. Doesn't become bottled to the rishus. V'chein Oma Rabbi Loza, Oma Rabbi Yeshayik, and choice the kalsa tluyibo. Rabbi Shimon ben Lokish, Oma Pshura Afal Pi She'eino tluyo. That means it could be it's even dragging on the ground, but it is kosher to her, so it's like part of her, like it's kosher to her, it's tied to her. Samela also, it doesn't become bottle to the rishus. That's the maila of kshura. So he's saying, even though apopi she'ena tluya. She'ena tluya means even though it's negreres bekarke, but since it's kosher to her, it has a pesach shivis. Doesn't become bottled to his rishus. It's part of her, not a tire, but it's a part of her, that's how she comes. She comes with a pack of a kanda, so it doesn't become bottled to the rishus. What does Rashi say? Kshura afa pisheina tluya, ela nigreres bekake. Because about legacy and tluya afa pisheina kshura. Zot the Gemara weiter. So we have a two mahalchem. Rabade barava omar, ki goin shahoisa kalsa munachas lo be yerechaiseo. She was sitting down in his property, and between her yerechayim, the her kalsa was there. It wasn't tighter, it was put down between her yerechayim. What does Rashi say? Bein yarcheisel va'afal pi shemunach bekalke. Ein odom makpid al kol mokei moishev ishtoi. That means, number one, where his wife is sitting, moishev ishtoi, where his wife is sitting, he's not makpid that she's sitting there. That means she's sitting in his house, but he's not makpid on that. Va'ad achshav hoya oisai mokayim konui lo. And Rashi seems to be saying that there's no hakpote, and then what's with the bittul dikashayla? So Rashi means it's shol to her. That means she's sitting down. That he, now when she's sitting down, he doesn't say that dafke the mokayim is underneath her feet. Is shol to her, but between our feet is that's not shol to her. No, it doesn't work like that. Mokei Moishova includes the whole Moishov, not just Tadavke Mokei Meirechaim Shelo. Her whole Moishov is not makpid, number one, that she's sitting there, and number two, it seems he's mashal it to her. That's what Rashi seems to be saying. It's konilo. So now this kalsa that is ben yachesel, so this kalsa, there's no problem of hakpode, there's no problem of bittul, because he's mashalata, you're allowed to give permission, she's allowed to sit there, and in that area, in that confined area, she's allowed to keep her chafetzim there. And it's sholta, knuyala. So this is ganz fine. Rav Mishalshe bar Rav Dimi Omar kigoin shoya baila moicha klosi. Another kimtim. Her husband used to sell baskets. So what's the mile of this? Moicha klosi v'kach eini makpid al mekoimo sheyesh loy bayis l'kach. So now l'chayre Rashi is saying that means in the middle of his dining room, she plops down her kalsa, because there's a makim avakpote. I mean, his dining room is living room. But Lemaisa, this is speaking about, he had a room that's stacked up with kalsa. See himself as that's the kalsa room. And she went, and there was 10 inches space over there, and she went and put down her kalsa there. So what is it going to be? It's going to be, if means you won't be able to be mishtamis there, the whole room is full of kalsa side to side. So Rashi seems to be saying, lakach eini makpid al mekoimo, he's not makpid, sheesh loy bayis lakach. Now, l'davoini, but the way we were learning till now, we had said that there's two problems. There's one problem if he's makpid, from a mele, so, forgetting about the din bittul, but if there's a hakpode, so she has no right to keep it there, so it can't be kain, it doesn't belong there. So that Rashi set up sateres and this Rashi explains as moichekal says he's not makpid, fine. But we had mentioned from Rashi the before, it seems there's another problem of bittul that his rishus is mavatul her rishus. That's why Rashi would say, oh, shtik teire by gemboya yutvochim before by mita, that the avel is not mavatul her rishus. That's why Rashi seemed to be saying, ben yache yisef, uknu yolo, oisem okim koni lo. Rashi was Rashi had taken in this part, Rashi mentioned the Makpid and Konoi. Here, Rashi only took care of the Makpid the Kishayla, the Bittul the Kishayla, Rashi didn't explain at all. Based on this. Rabbi Yechanan Oma, Mokim Cheika Konilo, Mokim Kalsa Konilo, Oma Rove, my time at Rabbi Yechanan, Vishen Odom, Makvid, Loya Mokim Cheika, Loya Mokim Kalsa. Tanya Nami Hoki, we'll see some shot in this Mahala, Zolke Lolosai Cheika, Lolosai Kalsa, Oilosaich, Koldova, Shahu, Kikalsa, Reza Magoresh. Koldova shuke kalsa la suye mai la suye taska da ochla ba tafle. Now let us see Rashi. The Rashi says, Tanya nami hochi, the mishum da eino makbetu, because he's not lishen odom, makbet lo yamokim chekav lo yamokim kalsa. The reason is the terrace is because he's not makvid. Midektoni oy b'chol dovo shehu kikalsa. That means the Tana gave us guidelines. He's not vishen odom makvid leya mokim chek leya mokim kalsa. Oy l'seich chol dovo shehu kikalsa. Something that means there's something unique in kalsa and something that's similar to kalsa. So memele. But it's a, here's the halachas of kalsa. So what is the similarity to kalsa? What is the maila that kalsa has? He's not makvid on kalsa. Now, let's see what Rashi says. Mishum dey makvidu b'diktoni oi b'choldov v'shu ki kalsa. Now what is it? Shemiyuchiv l'tashmisha tomi. That these things, a woman comes in with a pocketbook. I mean, that's part of her attire. Shamachnis ishtay l'seich beisei al menas liyes kli tashmishel k'tanin imo machnis. She comes in with her peklach, that's her. So memele, so he's not makbid, she puts it down, for tetzach she puts it down. Tasko, tashka balas, another type of a keli. Ochla botach. Now let us see Tosfos, k'goyim shekalso tluyevo. So we had, the Gemara said, let us be poshit from our Mishnah, that Kalev Shalekech is Koine Beshus Moicha. So the Gemara had like six Mahalchim that it's speaking about, that you don't have Kalev Shalekech Beshus Moicha. Tluya, Tshura, whatever it is, you Vim Taima. So Taisla says, V'tiv Shetivche. So the Mela, if that's Pshat in our Mishnah, that it's speaking about bedavke a case that there's no problem of kalev shalakayat b'lakayat b'shus meicha. So we see from that, if that's shot in the Mishnah, so we see, but without these tikkunim, there is a problem of kalev shalakayat b'shus meicha, which is not kainet. So adarabe, tivshetivcha midametarzi kol hani ameiroi, all these ameiroim said, made a kintis that it's speaking about that we don't have the problem of Kalev Shalakem Bishus Meicha, so we see Klo that they hold that Kalev Shalakem Bishus Meicha is not Kaina. Oba Meicha says, Vina writes, Lipshi Medibre Ameiroi Veni Yochel, the Edigma wants to be poshut from Ameiroi. So an Ameir is also a Mekoyer to be poshut to Shaila, and the Edigma wasn't poshut. So here we have a whole multitude of Amiroim that seem to hold clearly that Kalev Shalakech is not kind of Bishus Moicha. Bishlaim with the Hocha, Lekulu Misafkilu. They also didn't know. All these Amiroim did not know if it's your kind or not kind. El the Dochu Lemas Nisin, the Lai Nifshait Mina. That's all what they said. Wait, the Mishnah seems to be saying that Kalev Shalakech is kind. So he said, no, could be the Mishnah speaking about it. Bluya, Kshura, so they're not telling us that the Mishnah has to be speaking like this. The Mishnah could be speaking like this. And the Mail, we have no proof whatsoever how to be patient to Shaila. Inami afilu ba'alma kelov shalakeach b'shus moicha kone. Then Taisa says, Bechai, you can't be poishet. Afilu kelam shalakech bishus meiches kone. Hache le'inyin get de lechayka kasi meikon. That means, fakert, I'll say and I'll assume that these are kintas abedavke. The Mishnah is speaking about davke kalsa, that's tui and shuv and all these are kintas. There's a need for such a kintas. So it's oiskishpat, kelem shalakech bishus meiches not kaine. So Taisa says, no, it could be all the time kelem shalakech bishus meiches is kaine. Amul hachilin yin get the lechayka kasi loikon. But get is worse. The lechayka kasi loikon. Now, I'd like to mention a ha'ore from the Maramshiv. The Maramshiv is ma'ore. In the top Taisvis said the Gemara is Takashe, Vikamakim Kari, and so the Gemara is Takashe, so he's Makpid. The Gemara says, Makim Kari lekopti inshi. So Taisvis says, Lachola poches beishtoi. So Taisvis says that, beishtoi lekopti. So akoponim, we see from that Taisvis, that if we have a shaila, an isha, let's say I will have a lekeach wants to be kind on his bed. A lekeach somehow brought in his bed into someone's house and they pile chapeitz him on the lekeach's bed. So then there'll be a taina yikamokim kari. Then he won't be kind. He's makpit. The pile is makpit. He brought in your bed here, yashikoyach. I'm makpit. So the top taishvis seems to say that a isha is better than a lekeach. Our Taisvis says, well, could be Caleb Shalekeach is kaine. Now that where we had Noim over here, that Pluya, Shura, and all these akintas, because Isha de la Chayka Kasi, Loikone. So here's a Mamashapun for Kelpha's father, that a Isha is worse than a Lekeach. That's what our Taisvis says. The top Taisvis says that Isha is better than a Lekeach. So we have to know this is the Maram Shiv's kashin. Maram Shiv asks this kashin. Now, I saw the Yayela Sashachar says a teretz. I think shot in what he says is as follows. And this would very much shtim, which what we had said in Rashi, that there are two problems. There's a problem of bittul, that the Kalev Shalekech becomes bottle to the Rishus. And then there's a problem of akpodet. I'm makpit that I don't want you should be there. I resent that you put your things in my rishus. So in the chelik of resentment of akpodeh, Taisa says, I'm ishtoi. Ishtoi is there. I mean, we were married for 25 years, and I want to give her a get, but akaponim are keeping her things there, bed there, whatever it is, that he's not makpit, or makim kari loy makpit. That's in the Hakpodah de Keshayla. But over here, the Dayel Sashachet, I think, seems to be saying, we had a Gemara before, a get to l'rechayka kosi, that means this is the end. A person does not, Ma mentioned the Svore, that even though by every Tanai, Amenashe Yit Shetiten Li, could be Ma'ashav Etzchal, But by get the lechayka kasi, he means to shtup it off. People don't want to hurry up again. So mamela there could be, you'll mean when she'll give the money, then it'll be again. Lechayka means a person does not want to enhance the geirishin, that it should be chal right away. But this is a separation. So mamela, so he won't enhance the geirishin. So that's the chmir that Ayelas Hashata says, this here we're speaking about the second chaylik, that if he's mashal haramokim, if he's mashal haramokim, that in order that the geirishin should be chal right away, the chayka kosi is not mashal haramokim, because he doesn't want things to go so quickly, so he mainly wants to still have some time to breathe. So in the second chaylik of that, what the chaylik becomes bottle to the rishus, that I say, that he won't be mashal ha'demokim, but could be alekech, he will be mashal ha'demokim. That's, so we're talking about two different things. The Tav Tosis is speaking about the Din HaKodah, keeping it there. And this Tosis is speaking about to be marshal the Mokim to make sure that it should be Chal right away. But Chayka, because he's not so keen that it should be done and over with already. That's how Zachman the Yelza Shaka wants to say. Mokim Chayka Konilo Vim Taima. So, the Pshite, the Chayka of a Mamish Kiyoto. Now, the Gemara says a Shtik Teire on the Chayk, which is the lap of the Isha. So, basically says, the lap, you don't have any problems. The lap is her good. I'm throwing it on her goof, so for state, so if you have a problem, she'll become bottled to the rishus. I could forgive her. She's standing on the, in his house, and he gives her again the yoda, so there's a problem. This is yoda, this is... Vaymarid, Rabbi Yechon, kshura tluya boy. Rabbi Yechon held that a keli has to be kshura or tluya, that it should not be nigra al ha'oret. Umayrik shebegodeo nigrorim ba'oret. That what the Gemara says, cheka, it does not necessarily mean her lap. It means the dress that's covering her lap. And that dress is nigran ba'oretz. So this is when she's sitting down, so it's schlepping. And he threw the get on the dress that's covering Chayka. But b'shah, she was sitting on the ground, so it was, this dress was schlepping on the ground. And we say that the dress does not become bottled to the rishus, and then she's kind of with the dress. Umayri shepagodel nigron ba'oret, ashil ha'tan do'akim cheke koni lo lehava mani midi kimdei nekshura utluya. So that means Taisvis, that's what this is out of Vayakim on the same shot in Taisvis. Taisvis in the Kasha held that cheke means only her physical lap. So the name of the said there's no problem. So Taisus says, no, Cheka also means the dress that is covering her lap, but when she sits, the dress extends on the ground, and he threw it over her dress, and it landed on her dress, which was on the ground. So that, therefore, the Gemara say, Psanulam this mokim Cheka lekopti. Zog to Gemara, zog to Mishnah Baita. Oma lo kinsi shtachoyim ze. He gives her a get, and he says, take the shtachoyim. Case number one. Case number two, Oisha Motosai Ma'achoyrov, so the Gemara, the Baal learned now, Pshat the Mishnah, that he was, let's say, standing, and she sees a document behind him. She's very curious, what that, it's on the ground, the document. Document behind him, so she wants to see what's a lot of his pocket, right? So she picks it up, Oisha Motosai Ma'achoyrov, she reads the document, it's a get. Ain't a get. So in these first two cases, it's not a get. He has to tell her hogito. We'll see in the Gemara why the, we'll see in places in the Gemara why, when he says hogito, why everything becomes good. Nosan biyodo vihi yeshena. What if he stuck it into her hand and she was sleeping? Neyula, she woke up. Kairo, she reads it, Karei Gita, Vahu Gita, Einaget, Achayayimala, Ha Gita. So we hear there are three cases that he had to say, Ha Gita. Because that is also in the Mishnah, but that was in the Gemara. But according to the Gemara says that in these three cases, in order for the get to be a get, he has to say, Ha Gita. Achimela hagitach, vefillala acher shabola yoda oimala kain vidayan. That means, even though it doesn't have to be said, bishas nesine, it's in their hand already. He stuck it in the hand that he said, kimsi shtachai. Or he stuck it in her hand when she was sleeping. And later he comes and says, hagitach, so it's good. Vefillala acher shabola yoda oimala kain vidayan. Agavucha, the Rosh brings down from the Ramah that it's being bad, it didn't fall out of her hand. That means it was put into her hand, and then she was sleeping, or whatever it is. And later, she says, Hagita. Kaira varei higita, shu kaira bairoya shehi gita. Now let us see Taisus. Eine get akshe yaimala hagita. Ri oya matrach. Now the ri, was matzlich more than it says in the Mishnah. Vi oya matzlich le noisen get le yishtoi loima haigito the gam harayat materes le cholodom. There was a whole Megillah that he was matzlich the husband to say. Kedemashma va megare shegirim loima gam kem vidayin tevi lechim minoi seifa teruchim. This will be a seifa krisis for me. So that's what the Rih said. Umiyu koshe. Now the mashmois of Tosfos is that Tosfos has a kasha on the Rih. The Rih just said you need a whole Megillah. You have to say a gitach plus elaborate. You can say the Beteres L'Cholodom. Tabenezokim mashme. Afilu loy oma koshe. Gabi me edusay shav yechnem ben gutgono. Nishma omaleidim ru'u get set. Now, let us just see the Gemara and Daphnun Hay for 1 second. We want to appreciate this discussion. The Mishnah says, and Daphnun Hay amid Aleph, Hayid Rav Yechanin ben Gudgodo, al ha-charshes she-hisiyo ovio, a-charshes, she was deaf, her father married her off, she was a ketane, or a nairo. She's married minatoire, she he yoitso beget. You can give her a get, even though she's a la bastard. She's not too intelligent, you can give her a get, and that's enough. Now, zokte gemore, omar rove, me eidu so isho rabbi yoichnen ben good godo, I could figure out a new halacha. Omar le eidu, Ru'u get ze shani noisim lo. He went over to Aiden and he said, listen, I'm going to give her a get. I'm giving this get. V'chaza v'omar lo, kinsi shtar choyv ze. Now he goes over to her. When she sees him coming, she starts paling and everything. She's afraid, who knows what he's up to now, what he wants to give her. And he goes and says, kinsi shtar choyv ze. This is a shtar choyv, I owe you money. So her color comes back to her face. Harezuk Magureshet. So she was under the impression she's getting a shtachay. Buy from her the yesterday $100 to get a shtachay. Me, and then, yeah, me, like Omar Rabbi Yechon ben Gudgodo Levina Daito. We don't need that she should be aware she's getting a get. By Halshet. Hochinami Levina Daito. Here also, I'll tell her I'm giving a shtachay. And Shalom al Yisrael, and it's also good. That's what the Gemara derived from Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgod. So the Gemara says, Pshita, so, I mean, there was, what are you telling me? That's all of base. If you'd only heard that, just like a Chalshes doesn't realize what is happening when she gets to get. So she also didn't realize, but it's not Likuva. She must have mouthed the Tema. Even the Omar Kinsi Shtachoivze Betulei Bochlei. Again, maybe it is a new Chesoron. That is only a Chesoron that she is unaware of what he's doing. There's another Chesoron. Maybe he wants to be Mabatel to get. Kamash Melon. He meets the bottle. Eidem Ava Omaluv. Eidem Kama Ochi Mishum Kisuk. It means before he told Eidem, I'm giving her a get. Now, if he changed his mind, so she go back to the Eidem, who he had told 5 minutes ago, I'm giving her a get, say, I changed my mind, I'm not giving her a get. I'm not giving her a shame, Gerish. And since he didn't tell the Eidem anything, he comes and tells her, Kinsi Shtachoy. So we see that he was embarrassed. He didn't want to tell he's giving her a get. She got so pale, who knows what's going to happen. So he tells her, Kinsi Shtachoy. Then he goes away, and Shalom Ayisrael. I'll call upon him. So what did Tosfos see? So Tosfos had a big problem over here. Here the Rih said that you have to tell her, you have to tell her, not only Hagita, because you have to tell her, you have to tell her whole Megillah. What is, she has to be aware of what is occurring now. That's what the Rih told us. We have enough in the Gemara. He tells her, Kinsi Shtachayiv, and he gives her a smile, and he runs out of the door and finished. And she doesn't know anything. So this is Akasha Andari. So, I think the Madam Schiff explains that Lulei Divrei Dari, we could learn
I mean, what this is, some of the Akasha. Our mission says you have to say Hogitach, and here the Gemara says, he said, Kinsi Shtachai, why did the Taisus is chepening with the Reed? We'll see the Taisus quo. The Taisus was chepening with the Reed. So the Mamshim says as follows. Without the Reed, I would say perhaps you have to say Hogitach, is I hear. Without the Reed, I would think the whole Hogitach is that I have to know he's giving L'shem Geirishin. He said, Kinsi Shtachai, I know he's giving L'shem Geirishin. So the problem is I have to know what his purpose of Nesina is. That's without the Reed. So Memele, to ask a Kasha from over there, I wouldn't have a Kasha. They said 5 minutes ago to Tuwaidim, I'm giving her a gift. So I know what his intentions were. But the Reed said, she has to know what's happening. That was the reason you have to tell him what that is. You have to explain exactly what is occurring now, what is occurring with this Nesina. She has to know. So Memele, if she has to know, so then we have a problem. The Gemara and Daphne, hey, she didn't know anything. I know what his intentions were, but she doesn't know what's happening. So on this Kasha, Taisva says as follows. Yeshloima. No, the Ri is talking 100% right. She has to know what's coming about with his get. The Hosam Name Achakach Yagitu Lo Eidim. The Eidim come over to her. Shehi Migureshes. They told you, no, you get. Af Alpi the Isha Misgareshes Balkoch. Why does she have to know she's being a get? Mikoma Kimsoch Loimala Hayitach Vaymetas Lacholodam. She should understand what Geirishin implies. So Taisus has a very interesting mahalach in our Gemara. That the purpose of Hogidach, and the Reed said, he said you have to say more, because she has to know she's being sent out, it's finished. So therefore, Taisa had a problem from that Gemara. So that Taisa says that the Edom come over, he runs out of the door as soon as possible, he doesn't want to see her fainting or screaming, but after he runs out, the Edom come over to her, and she's very happy, he gave her Kinsi Shtachai, and then they go tell her, sit down and take a drink of water, we have news for you. But Al Koponim, so they tell her that, you know, this is a get, and you're a get, and now, he's married, and you have to look for another husband. So that's L'chayim Shat and Taisvitz. Now, let us see the Gemara. Ki Amar lo Hogitach Mayhave. The Gemara said, he said Hogitach, he told her, he explained to her what is occurring. But the Gemara says on the second case. The second case, the Gemara understood, Matzosei Me'achayla, she found on the floor a get, a document was in back of him, and she read it, and then this is a get. There's only a problem of Hogitach, she has to understand what a get means, and what the ramifications of a get are, but Hakaponim, that's sufficient. But the Gemara, like she picked him up, so she picked up the get from behind him, and then she took the get. So the Gemara says, Eime, it wasn't Machaira that was behind him on the floor. Eime she shalfosai me achaira. That she slept it out. That means like this. He had a gartel. And the gartel was a tight gartel, a tight belt, and the get was between the belt and the shirt, and or the belt and his pants, whatever it was, and so she schlepped it from him, not from the kalke, not like gitach mi agabe kalke. She schlepped it out from him. So Mamela says, not to get off me agave kalka. To get him agave kalka means she's getting it from, not from him, she's getting it from kalka. Well, says, no, she's getting it from him. It was attached to him, to his belt, and now she's left it out. Like the Gemara Bina Benosan Biyoda, but there's another problem. It's not sufficient she's getting it from him. He has to give it to her. The Lekka, the Gemara says, Leitzricha da Orek Leichalzei Bisholtesei. That means that he went and was makarev to get to her, and then she took it out. So that means the oifen, how she got hold of the get, he was messiah in the nesinus again. Let us see what Rashi says. Give me gabi kalkalei amaklum, the bina venos and sholfosoi, she yotochu veichagure lamosno, vesholfosoi misham, she slept it out. Roik leichalce, ikem, lo mosnov lahakriv lo haget, that he was mekarev her the get. That means to his body movements he was mekarev it to her. That means she was negative. He turned himself towards her, or he bent towards her, that the get should become closer to her. So that's called he was mesayeya in the nesina. He made it closer to her, and then she took it out. Other same Shabbat from the Rosh says, who had it, if he handed it to her and she took it, that's also called a nesina. He doesn't have to stick it into her hand. But he did a pu'ula to be mekarev it to her, that's called venosa. And then he brings the Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel says, Absananda Ripshat, Rabbeinu Chananel says, Orik lo charzei means as follows, that the belt that it was between his belt and his loins, that it was very tight. She could schlep him today to tomorrow. He'll never be able to take it out. So he went and took in a deep breath, and then it got a little loose to get, and then, since also he was Messiah in the Messina Saget, she could never get it without him doing this, but the Rosh says, that is not sufficient. It means he still has to, the Rabbeinu Chananel also holds that he has to be mekarev to her, not only giving her an opportunity to be able to take it. That's still not called venosa. He says if a person would have a get tightly in his hand, and then he says, good, I'll give you the get, he opens up his hand and she can take it, that is not sufficient. So the it seems just the Rach is enhancing the mice in the scene that he has to take a breath, and he's makarev it, and that's called in the scene. Tanya na mihocha malakin tzi shta achoyv zay she sholchusay me achoyrov karosu vere yegita ein again, and she yeyma lo hagita divrei rebi. Now in the Bereis it says, Rav Shimon ben Elozar reina, lo ilam ein again, not again, because at she yitlen aymenu v'yavzav yitnenu lo v'yeyma lo hagita, that it's not doesn't go in slow motion. The first I make the nesinus aget, and then I tell the hagita, and then the geirishin is chal. It doesn't work like that. B'shas the nesina, we need already, it should be, the way Taisa says, m'shalcha v'chezeres. So, it doesn't say, if b'shas nesina was kimtzish tachayiv, or there was no hagita from him, so we have to make a new nesina. Now the Gemara says, Nasne biyodo. Now the Baraisa says, the case is safe. V'hi yishena. The yura v'koyro. She wakes up and she reads the v'rei yugita. In the get, she m'lo hagita. V'rei Rebbe, Rabbi Shimon ben Elozo oima, at she plena imenu v'yarza v'yitnenu lo v'yemu lo hagita. Utsricha. And we need the Baraisa to tell us that in all cases, Rabbi Shimon Elozo holds that the Hagitah has to be said b'shas nesine, and we cannot add on the Hagitah after the nesine. Say by the case of Kinsi Shtachoy, and say by the case of Yishena. So the word says, Itzricha, Yitba b'hach kamayse, if it only say the first case, Vahikoma Rebbe, that it's good, Shum debas igrushihi. So then I would say, considered a good nesina, because she's a bas geirishin. No, as yet he didn't tell her hagita, so there was a nesina, and then afterwards we will be goyim the geirishin by saying hagita. But if he put it in her hand and she was sleeping, the la bas igrushi, Amoyah the Kechidish, the Gemara says, a Yeshen is a lab baskeshin, she's a lab bastas, or the Yad is any mishtama. So my mailer, that she doesn't have a Yad. But here the Gemara says that here is a chesoron in the etzem ishe, here is a chesoron in the mice in the sinetake. This is not a nesina that's capable of making gerishin. Eim a moide leil Rav Shimon ben Elozo. So here you have to take it back and make a new nesina. Even a b'ho, b'ho come Rav Shimon Elozo. V'mach eim a moide leil Rabbi. Tzrich. Zot Rashi. So Rashi says, So there was an asina that could make gerishin, but he did not elaborate what he yet is going to accomplish. There was a proper Kabbalah. But in the second case, she was a Yeshena. So the being down from Rav Shloime, Rav Shloime says, how does the taka work if she's a lav bas gerishin? So the Mela, so how does this Nesina work? So Rav Shloime says, Rav Samir Dike Bio. It's a Yad Legabi, the Mice Nesina, but it's not a Yad to create Gerishim. In the Nosam Biyodo, you need, and the Mice Nesina, this is sufficient. But since she's in a Yeshena, it's not a Yad to create Gerishim, so she has to wake up. But for Nesina, for the mice in the scene, the book of the mice in the scene, this is sufficient.